What about question I? They say after, was it because job quit, layoff, strike, etc.? Can I say it was a layoff? I don't know. I wasn't there in that closet and then got fired for no reason at all, except being a magnet of bad luck, like Jolly. I tell her yes, then I tell her no. She gets mad. Which is it then? What do I do? Nobody ever tells me. Do you know there ain't a single person in the whole world I can count on? Do you know that? Not one single? I know there's something wants saying, but I can't find it. She's there on the phone doing her upset breathing, and behind her is Jilly hollering, and I tell her, yes, say layoff. I don't know what to say. A lawyer would know what to say all about Mr. Fingers' boss, but a lawyer is impossible. Jolly can't pay a lawyer. She can't even pay me. Jolly hangs herself up with a click. My mom stands there shaking her head like it's all a complete shame.
This chapter really made me see things from Jolly's point of view. Here she is, trying hard to help herself. But even the process of filling out the application is confusing and difficult. And the only person who can help her is this 14-year-old kid, LaVon. I can see why she's frustrated. And I also admire LaVon for trying to help her. Okay, on to part 3. Chapter 44 starts on page 117.